Hey, we got the early mail during the show yesterday. We weren't allowed to say anything, but then when the announcement came during the day, we were pumping fists with excitement, weren't we, T?
Yeah, the Knights' dual signing of Millie Boyle and Tamika Upton. Fantastic.
Yep.
Both, you know, representative players, both have enjoyed the success of winning premierships with, you know, it's just fabulous.
Yeah, and yep. And it was perfect timing for Millie to upset the Broncos as they play us tonight. Thank you for that, Millie.
No worries. Thank you. Thanks for having me on and up the night.
Gotcha, girl.
Yeah, congratulations. we were the whole town. You should see, I'm sure you have, read all the social media comments. People by their thousands are coming out and going, bugger the boys, I'm totally girl team now.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's awesome. And just to have that support already is really exciting. And I know we're going to do something special for Newcastle and this season. And there's already some amazing players that are in squad, and I can't wait to play with them.
I can imagine, too, with the double signing of Tamika, too, it's really helpful for both of you to settle in quicker, you know what I mean, with that support, rather than that, you know, first day on the job in a stranger environment. Having a mate there would be helpful, don't you think?
Yeah, absolutely. Tamika's one of my best friends, and we've lived together for the past couple of years throughout the Broncos season. So, yeah, definitely, I think it is important. Is an important thing that we're doing that together as well, I think, because we're, you know, we're like chalk and cheese, I guess, on the footy field, very different. But, we're great mates and, yeah, looking forward to just being a part of the team.
Millie, one of the things we don't talk about when we talk about NRLW is money, because if you were a man...
Any announcement at all.
If you were a man and such a huge impact on a team coming to Newcastle, we'd be talking about how much we got you for today. But you're in the NRLW and there is nothing out there about money. Do you think there'll come a time when we will be talking about the women in terms of money because it will be on equal par?
Look, I think it will be a matter of time and will only be a matter of time until it's about that. But, I mean, being on equal par, I'm not too sure when that'll happen, but there will be significant increases in pay for certain girls to play at different clubs, and it'll be about what clubs want to invest the most in those players and who sees their worth, I guess, and what else they can offer them in terms of footy. I think everyone wants to improve their playing and just take it to the next level in whatever they're doing. So that's what I found was really appealing to Newcastle, and just how they want to refresh their whole squad and get everything new and kind of start again, I think, from the start and really invest in the girls that are in the local area as well, which is really important.
I thought it was interesting, Millie, you're coming, of course, from a healthy rugby league family background, but I've known growing up, I'm sure you're the same, T, I've known so many young girls who play rugby, as did you have to, because there wasn't rugby league available.
Yeah.
And I'm talking over 20 years.
Well, that's in because you grew up in Cobargo, so you did start with Union, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, I did. I played rugby league up until I was 12.
Yep.
And then through high school, I mean, after that, I just played any sport. So whatever could really get me out of school, but I just loved any sport and moving and everything. But I had a rugby teacher in high school. I knew I'd never watched a game of rugby in my life.
Mm.
So it took me a while to learn all the rules. I kept playing for a few years when I finished high school and did a little bit in there. But, yeah, it was really stoked to see that rugby league had picked up and the NRLW competition be in full flight.
Just quickly, you're saying you know all the rules. Can we meet up and go to a game so you can explain them to me?
Yeah,
because I go to a lot of rugby games and I'm still puzzled.
Look, I was about to say, when I go to the game, look, I'm still like, I still get penalised. I still used to get penalised a lot. And I'd be like, what was that for? So I wouldn't say I know all the rules. And now I watch them and I feel like they put in new rules or laws, everybody, every season. So it's too hard to keep up with.
Hey, I checked your Wikipedia last night and I also checked your partner's, Adam Elliott's Wikipedia. Have they jumped the gun, Millie? Have you had a look at Adam's lately?
I have not. I really don't like Wikipedia.
Well, it's hilarious because you just have a laugh because people can get in there and edit it, as we all know.
I know. I thought it was my sister for a long time.
Well, I had a look at Adams and it said, and as of May 19, he will be joining his partner Millie at the Newcastle Knights.
You can only hope that he wrote that.
Oh, my God. That is so funny. I'll have to tell him.
So is there any, like, is there smoke, fire? Are we going to see Adam Elliott in the red and blue at some point, do you think?
Look, I don't know. He's on, Adam's on a one-year contract down at the Raiders and really enjoying his time. But, yeah, I don't know what'll end up happening.
Millie,
a good chat about that.
Millie, keep it quiet. Ricky Stewart gets very cranky.
Oh, yeah.
And we don't want him dropped from the side. So at this point
he's a Raider through and through, Tanya. Thanks very much.
He loves dropping Raiders.
Until the contract's up and then we'll talk about them.
But you have, please check Wikipedia because it's hilarious. And I screenshot it in case someone changed it. I can send it to you.
I'll have a look.
Oh, Sticky, we'll get this interview. I'm telling you now, Mill, you're in trouble by lunchtime. Anyway, according to Wikipedia, welcome to your $900,000 a week.
Oh my God, you're kidding.
Yeah. No, that was a joke.
And don't forget, she's going to have to get used to something, isn't she?
You've got to get used to listening to this as you run out. There you go, Mill.
I'm going to play it as I fall to sleep every night.
good stuff. Well done, Millie.
So good to have you here.
Yeah, it's great. Congratulations,
mate. Really happy. Thanks for having me.
See you, bud.
There's Millie Boyle. New Knights recruit along with Tamika Upton.
Swear to God, it probably is Millie's sister changing Wikipedia because you've got to read it.
And Ricky Stewart, you're right, he loves dropping players that are even performing down for the Raiders just if he doesn't like them for a week.
Sticky will drop you if you look at him sideways. Exactly. Yeah, you're gone, mate.